They're charging too damn much for those books, and they know it. Oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't see you. Oh, hello. I'm surprised to see you back at the library so soon. Are you still working on that same project? Well, you're clearly very serious about it. Put a great deal of time and effort into your research. Did you need me to help again? Yes, of course. I can make some time. Let me get you a private room. Come with me. You're in luck. Nobody's using the corner room today. It's the only one with no windows, so there are zero distractions. You'll have complete privacy while you do your work. Ah, here we are. Oh, dear. It appears we left some boxes under the table. Let me just bend down and grab these to get them out of your way. Sir? Now, sir, what exactly do you think you're doing back there? Nothing. You're gonna tell me that isn't your big cock I feel pressed against my ass? Oh, my sir. No, I think you know damn well what I'm talking about. You going to push me up against this table now? You know how wet I get when you manhandle me. Oh, goddamn, boy. You're bad for me. You know that, right? We can't keep doing this. The hell you don't. You know exactly why. Or did you conveniently forget about this ring on my finger again? This is hard, baby. I know I shouldn't, but every time you come around, you're a damn handsome man and you know it, don't you? Ugh. One part of me wishes you would just leave, but no, you're right. There's a bigger part of me that doesn't want you to. Just being close to you, feeling you, smelling you. It all makes me want more, and, well, that big bulge in your pants doesn't make this any easier. I just... God, how do you always do that to me? I haven't been kissed like that in years. Do it again. No. You know he doesn't kiss me like that. You're right. I do have a talented mouth. Why don't you unzip those pants, sir, and I'll show you. No, no names here. Besides, I think you like it when I call you sir at the library. Now unzip those pants. I can see how badly they're straining to contain you. God damn, sir. I don't know how you surprise me every time, but you do. I swear to God, it somehow looks even thicker than the last time. Fuck, I can't even wrap my hand all the way around it. You're just... You're so much bigger than him. I never thought that would be important to me until I met you. But now it's all I can think about. Did you know that? Did you know I sit at that desk in the library all day, my glasses sitting so pretty on my face, and I just think about this big fucking monster dick? I think about it until I have to rub my thick thighs together. Yes, you love these thighs. I know. I have to rub them together because my little pussy gets so wet. Do you like that? Do you like thinking about me rubbing my thighs together? Because I have an itch deep inside my pussy that only this fat fucking cock can scratch. Because I can have Uthman. You know that. Do you think I don't know that the boys who come into the library call me MILF when they think I'm not listening? You think I don't see the divorced and single men look away from my cleavage when my gaze falls on them? I'm not some weak little girl, and every one of them knows it. I am an attractive, desirable woman, and I can catch a dick whenever I damn well please. But I don't want those dicks. Those pathetic little dicks. I want a big dick. No, I want a massive dick. Just having it in my hand right now, I feel... Wait, what? Why are your hands on my shoulders? Oh, you are bad. Well, I did promise to show you what my talented mouth can do, didn't I? Fuck, it looks even bigger up close. Did you know I do this for my husband only a couple times a year? Hubby gets my mouth on his birthday and Father's Day. It's over so fast, too. It's embarrassing to watch him try and last longer. I could probably exhale on his dick and he'd come. But this is a real dick. You see, I have to just wrap my mouth around you. That's my favorite part, sir. That little moment when my mind wonders if you're going to fit in my mouth. I fucking love it. In case you're wondering, my husband never makes me wonder that. Oh, yes. Later this evening, when I'm in my shower, trying to wash your cum off of me, inside and out, I'm going to be thinking about how much you make my jaw ache. That dull, pleasant ache that reminds me how deep I tried to take you. Nobody can see that, you know? It's not like a hickey or this lipstick I'm leaving on your dick. It's my private evidence that this is real. That you came into my library and I got down to my knees for you the first chance I got so I could suck this fat fucking cock. And tonight, my husband's going to kiss me on my cock-sucking lips, and he's not going to have any idea how hard they worked for your cum. Oh, sir, your hands in my hair, on me, holding me. It's okay. You can use me however you need. Fuck. You know I love it when you take control, but we need to be quiet. These walls aren't soundproof. God, yes. I need this. I need a real man to make me feel like a real woman. Please. Jesus. You're a fucking animal and you're like this. Oh, now you want to pick me up? God. Do it like I mean nothing. Christ, your forearms are just... Where are you taking me? The table? Oh God, are you going to? Yes. Yes, please, sir. I want you to. Fuck, I'm so happy I wore a skirt today. Bunch it up. Pull it up. Do you like my panties? Something told me I should wear the white lacy ones today. Do you think they make my pussy look innocent? No, I don't either. God, yes. Just push them to the side. I want to feel. Oh, yes. Oh, I need it. Please. I need your mouth. Oh, he never does this for me. I've asked him so many times. But I always wanted him to want to do it the way you do. And now all I want is you. And the way you bury your face between my legs. I love hearing how excited you get to feel your tongue pressing into me. Oh, fuck. It's to feel your nose press so tight against my clit. Oh, God. I lay awake at night and wish you could crawl under my sheets and eat my pussy. Just let my husband snore away like a sawmill while you secretly take care of me. Ugh. And if he wakes up, so what? Maybe he needs to see how a real man takes care of a woman. Maybe he needs to see how good it makes me feel. Because you make me feel so good, sir. You make my little cunny hum. Well, that's right. It's my little honey pot, and all that honey is for you, sweetie. You know, you want it dripping down your chin. There's so much. You make it. You just make it feel so good. So good. And I need it more. I don't want it to ever stop. That was so. What are you doing? Oh God, you haven't come yet, have you? You were just getting me ready. Fuck, of course you were. I need to be dripping wet to take that monster. Hold my hips. Yeah, you like those. You like feeling those wide hips in your hands. I'm not some little bimbo girl. No, you'd break a bitch like that in half. You need a woman for this. Oh, go slow, sir. You have to go slow. Let me get used to it. Fuck, you're so big. No, it's perfect. I love it. I love the way you're stretching me. Nobody's ever touched that spot you do. God, it's so good. I can feel myself parting for you, clinging to you. Fuck. I know. I'm so tight for you. You're filling me up. Shit. My favorite part is coming up. Oh, there it is. Fuck. You just hit bottom, sir. Please, just stay there for a second and let me feel it. Oh, so fucking full. No man has ever filled me up this much. I can't even describe how good it feels to have this much cock in me. You can move now. But tell me when you're getting close to coming, because I have a treat for you. No, you don't get to know what it is yet. You want it right now? Oh. You did that on purpose. But that's okay. You can fuck me as hard as you want, sir. You can Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Do you feel my pussy tightening around you? I'm not even controlling that. You just make me spasm every time you try to push that fat cock up in me. Oh, I can never get enough of that dick. Did you know that? I wish I could go on vacation with it. A nice quiet place in the Bahamas where I can spread my legs on a sunny beach and let you fill me up so fucking good. Oh, fuck yes, sir. Hold me down on the table. I love it when your strong hand pushes me flat and holds me still. Do you like the way I look? Bend over this metal table. My hands above my head and my skirt all bunched up around my waist. Can you see my nice big tits and my cream-colored blouse all squished under me? See them swelling out? Oh, fuck. Shh. Oh, my God. That was so loud. You know I love it when you slap my ass, but you have to be quiet or... Oh, I'm so fucking wet. What do you want? Oh, we're gonna get in trouble. No, I don't want to see that. Fuck. Please, sir. Okay, it's true, sir. I'm a slut. Oh. I love when you touch my ass after you spank it. I'm such a slut. My husband doesn't even know. He doesn't know how much I think about sucking cock. About hot loads of cum on my face. He has no idea how bad I want people to see me get fucked properly. I'm a proper little wife at home, aren't I? I make dinner every night, and I go to church every Sunday. And when my husband is a good, good boy, I let him put his tiny little penis in me, and I pretend he's not thinking about a secretary that wears the thigh highs. Do you like this proper little woman? I'm a PTA mom. I'm so active in the community, aren't I? I make cookies for fundraisers, but I can never eat them because all the other women would judge me. And this fat ass that you love to watch shake while you fuck me. You think all those nice people from the PTA would like to see this? I think they want to see how my pussy grips that thick cock of yours every time you pull it back. Maybe the folks from my church would love to watch how much pussy juice drips down my thighs every time I think about you visiting this little town library. Because it drips, sir. I just can't help it. Hell, why don't we charge admission? How much do you think people would pay to watch a good woman like me suck this big fat cock? I want to do it. I want them to see what a slut I am. Oh, yeah. Such a slut for you, sir. Just a cock-hungry size queen slut. What about my husband? Think he wants to see? Do you think he wants to know how much bigger you are than him? How much more you fill me? Oh, fuck. You think he wants to know how much harder I come for you? How frequently? That's right. Give it to me. Fuck being quiet. Give me that fat fucking cock, you goddamn big bastard. Show me how you do it. Show me how you make me feel like a real woman. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, Christ. Are you close? Are you gonna come? Wait. Wait. I promised you. Let me take off my bra. Put it right between those big tits you love so much. That's right. Oh, you love that, don't you? You're always staring at my tits. You think I never noticed? It gets so hot when you look. I can just tell how bad you want me. Every time you see my cleavage and this big cock starts growing down your thigh. So fuck my tits, you big man. I'm your slutty little librarian today, and I want you to spray that hot and heavy load all over my fat tits. That's right. Oh, oh yes. Yes, such a good boy. Oh, my. You're coming so much. Did these tits get you excited? Let's just milk it all out and let it pool right here in my cleavage. There we go. So good. Pretty as a picture. You're so lucky we keep boxes of tissues in these rooms. My clothes cost way too much money to endure cum stains. Oh God, it was so loud. There's no way nobody heard. I have to see. Hold on. Nobody. The whole hall is dead. Lunchtime, of course. I must have a guardian angel. Well, you know what this means, don't you? You'll have to come back and continue your research project next week. With my help, of course.